Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi and it is always wonderful to be here with you. Before we begin the program for tonight, as usual, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we are always very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. That's right. Don't tell no lies. Yeah, we're moving forward in a mystical flow tonight. Unfortunately, we're going to have to cut our show kind of short because we are experiencing some technical difficulties, but we promise we're going to do a special show and follow-up probably tomorrow. We did have scheduled Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. for tonight along with Brother Malcolm Shabazz. They were ready to go, but unfortunately we are having some technical difficulties and we're not able to string them in. But we're going to work on that for tonight, and we anticipate that tomorrow we should have this straightened out, and we will be bringing a special broadcast. And of course, remember, once we air it live, you can always check it out in the archives. At any rate, before we end our show for tonight, and again, we have some things we have to work out here, what we wanted to do is to let all of you know, of course, that we did end up our Black August activity last week, and at that point, we showed the Tupac film, the FBI war against Tupac, that is, and we had a dialogue at Shanghai City Cultural Center here in Philadelphia that, of course, focused on the issue of COINTELPRO and some other things. Well, speaking of COINTELPRO, wouldn't it just so happen that, was it today or yesterday one, we received information about something called the 1 Million Women's March. Now, you can imagine, when we first received that information, it was, like, really, really disturbing because, you know, we just had been able to kind of, you know, get some things situated from 97 with some crazy kind of stuff going on with people perpetrating frauds and all kinds of madness that took us literally 12 years to clean up and clear out. And then all of a sudden, here we go with today or yesterday being sent some information about somebody else talking about a 1 Million Women's March for next year. Well, needless to say, the crew here at the national office got on it immediately and began to track it down and told the folk that put that information out that they really better rethink that, because not only are we trademark pending, but, you know, it just wasn't going to be a good thing, period. And as we sent that information out, I can tell you, brothers and sisters was responding, you know, laughing, but at the same time, they were very serious about saying what, especially, I left the part out, especially given the fact that this so-called 1 Million Women March or whatever was being done by a white woman. Well, you know, that was just not going to happen. So at any rate, we were able to forward some information to a woman by the name of Jay McCormick, I think her name was. And actually, Mecca got a chance to talk with her earlier today. Mecca is my assistant. And as it turns out, they had no intention whatsoever to really try to do anything. It was something that some of them talked about, and they decided they would try to just put it out there, but had no intention of any sort to do anything. And when we asked them, well, you know, why would you do that? Yeah, they just thought it was funny. Okay? They just thought it was funny. So we invited the woman to come on our radio program because we were wondering if you thought it would be kind of funny. As it turns out, the woman is now like 70 years old. Apparently, the picture that she initially had on her website was when she was 24. But, you know, she sent us a message back, you know, saying how she had done many workshops or presentations for the FBI and other groups, and right away we knew, well, we knew when we first saw it that it was suspect, and certainly when she sent us a message back saying that, you know, she had done all these presentations for various groups, women's groups, addressing the issue of violence, and she talked about the FBI was one of the main groups that she had been working with. Well, we knew. Needless to say, we knew. And it's all good because, you know, we are very clear that what we're doing in terms of the Million Women Watching This movement is certainly is something that comes directly from our ancestors, both ancient and in contemporary times. And, you know, at this point, we fear very little from anyone. In regards to where we stand, who we are, and how we're moving forward. That's the beautiful thing about it coming full circle. You know, we've reached that 12-year mark, and now this year we are going to present our plan for power, prosperity, and peace. And we're going to reveal some very, very exciting things, including in 2011, our projection is that we are looking at doing the Million Woman March and a very powerful summit in Canada. Okay, we are now going through the rest of North America. We made our first stand in, of course, the U.S. In 1997 here in Philadelphia. Now we are going to begin taking our movement nationwide and worldwide. And with that, we're going to finish up in Canada, where we look at having a headquarters, several chapters or affiliate components or what have you. And you're going to be getting more about that a little later on. We had hoped to give you that information tonight, but we want to be able to get access to the boards, which would have allowed you to call in and give your comments, suggestions, and so forth, as well as to have you able to connect to the chat. Unfortunately, we are not able to get to our boards, and you know we hope that you will be patient with us as we continue to try to work out some of the technical pieces that we're working on in improving our shows for you. We are attempting to very soon bring to you webcasting so that you can have some visualization from time to time, and some other things that we're looking at doing to, again, to improve the quality of our broadcasting. So we hope, again, that you will bear with us and allow us the opportunity to, you know, to continue to do that. At any rate, we will let you know, however, again, via through our blog and also on our New Day Resurrection site, let you know the next upcoming special edition, because we will do another one, another programming before next Saturday's program, because again, we definitely want to make sure we get the report from Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Brother Malcolm Shabazz. Of course, recently, I believe it was this past Monday, there was a major event in Chicago. It was pertaining to the naming of the street in Chicago for, of course, Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton, who, of course, was murdered by the Chicago police approximately 40 years ago. And there's been a struggle ongoingly to make certain that the memory of Fred Hampton Jr. and, of course, Mark Clark are, you know, very visible. And Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., needless to say, is very instrumental in, and his mother, Sister Akua, very instrumental in, you know, making certain that the memory and the work of Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton is continued. Now, the other thing we want to bring to your attention again is we are still accepting papers for various presentations for the MWM, the official Million Woman March Founders Convention, is coming up October 18th through the 26th. And with that, there's going to be a special reparations session, also a village town meeting in regards to that, as well as sessions dealing with violence and abuse of African women and girls worldwide. There is a special session on Haiti, Haiti that is, and also on the remembering of Katrina. And doing an analysis of both Haiti and Katrina, there's also going to be a special session that will focus on Darfur. And let's see now, there's sessions on African women, black women in the arts and entertainment, and also African women in the nation building capacities. Those are just some of the sessions that we'll be dialoguing about, and also introducing several components of the MWM Universal Movement. In addition to the installation of 12 sister saints. Now, we said, I think at the last broadcast that we would give you some insight into who a few of the 12 sister saints are. Our first 12 that will be installed into sister sainthood for the Million Woman Movement. That's right. I mean, we are about, you know, really not only making a difference, but making certain that things can be different. And certainly to declaring our own saints, we think that's a step in the right direction. So on October 25th, we will officially put into motion the sainthood of 12 incredible African woman. And so, let's see, needless to say, I'm going to give you a few of the names of those. We're talking about, of course, none other than Queen Mother Harriet Aminata Tubman. Also, Queen Mother Audrey Moore. Also, Queen Mother Ida B. Wells. Also, Queen Mary McLeod Bethune. Okay, those are some of the names and some of the sisters who will become our sister saints. Two more is Queen Ella Baker and Queen Ida B. Wells. Oh, I think I might say Ida B. Wells, I'm sorry. Ella Baker, and the other one was Mother, Fannie Lou Hamer, that's who it is. Okay, I don't have the list in front of me, but I remember them right off the top. All right, so those are some of the names of who we plan to install as Sister Saints on October 25th of this year, marking the official movement of the Million Woman March. Okay, so those are some of the things that's going to be coming up, and at our next broadcast we'll be able to give you more in-depth information, including our brothers in support, what they're going to be doing during the time of our convention, which includes a major town hall meeting with men only, talking about the issue of violence and abuse. We're going to also unveil one of our financial wealth-building projects known as the Kujichandalia Ujima Ujama Sweepstakes, and some other very, very important and powerful surprises, including our tribute to mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement. Next time, when we do our broadcast, we'll be able to give you some of the people that we have selected to invite in representing some of the mother, daughters, and sisters of the movement. I can tell you, of course, right now that two of the women who have already been invited are Congresswoman Maxine Waters and, of course, former Director Shirley Sherrod. These two women were selected in the tradition of the Million Women March, where in 1997, we, of course, invited Sister Winnie Mandela, and, of course, also made certain that the message from Sister Assad Shakur was brought forward. It is our tradition, as we said, to make certain that we not only uphold our women and girls, but also to protect and defend. And so with that, in 1997, Sister Winnie Mandela, of course, was facing, some situations in South Africa. And shortly after coming to the United States to speak at the Million Women March, she then, of course, went back home and had to be involved in court proceedings. Those court proceedings left her, shall we say, from being indicted, but unfortunately she did win, she lost the bid for president, which is what she was really planning to do, and which is why she was also being targeted with allegations in order to smear her so that she could not succeed in her run. Needless to say, it is the estimation of most of the people that Winnie Mandela would have, in fact, won that election because the people certainly were in support of her as far as the majority. So, of course, in the case of Sister Assada Shakur, we still say hands off Assada. And we continue to make certain that the campaign to keep our people abreast of our sister remaining free is brought forward as adequately as possible. So, again, we are experiencing some technical difficulties, and we will do a special broadcast more than likely tomorrow, where we're able to then bring to you Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., as well as Brother Malcolm Shabazz, who is in Chicago with Chairman Fred. As we speak, he went up, of course, for the activities in recognition of Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton's Earth Day, which, of course, was this past Monday, August the 30th. If you would like more information about how you can get involved in any of the Million Women March movement activities, be it that is coming up in the very near future or those that will be coming up in the next couple of years, because we are getting ready to implement a 5-year plus 2 action plan, which includes, again, going into Canada next year, holding a Million Women March assembly, and then in 2012, the projection is we're going to Africa. So that's right. You heard it right here, live at New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We will, in fact, make plans at this upcoming Founders Convention for our move to Africa in building the first global movement for all women and girls of African descent, regardless of religion, regardless of economic status, regardless of faith, philosophy, etc. The main thing is being melanated to a greater extent. So those are just some of the things that we want to share with you tonight. And again, we will be bringing you a special broadcast very, very soon. Those of you who are on our e-blast, you will be getting that information tomorrow, if not sooner. And hopefully you will continue to tune in. And we hope you will continue to pass the word and let people know that we are online, on a podcast, and of hopefully in your hearts and minds. So with that said, we want to give you an email address that you can send us your comments or any other correspondences that you may want to share with us. You can send that to nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. look for a new website that will be coming up in a few days that will pretty much give you some additional information about what's going to be happening at the upcoming MWM Founders Convention 2010. Again, a lot of powerful stuff is getting ready to go down. And for those sisters that are serious, not only about being free, being liberated, and about justice, honor, integrity, we've got this thing just for you. For those of you who thought it was just about a day, well, don't know what to tell you. You blew. Okay, because certainly it was much more than that and then some. But again, for those who want to now be involved, rest assured you are welcome, and we hope to hear from you. Coordinators training is a requirement this time as we proceed with organizing for our various activities. Coordinators who are either on a local level, on a state level, on a national level, and now on an international level will have to not only deal with various aspects of training, but will also have to really know the philosophy and the methodology and the history of the Million Women March and now its movement. So that's going to be it for tonight's broadcast. And again, unfortunately, we were having some problems connecting online. So as you know, that does happen sometimes. There's nothing we can do about that. But what we always are able to do is to reconnect. We are always able to bring you a, an alternative show at another time, and we certainly will do that this time. So until the next time, again, we're going to leave you with two of our favorite words, and that is Ma'at Hotep, because as we strive for peace, we know that there can be no real peace without justice. And that means Ma'at. And who represents Ma'at in the most visible manner? Got to be the sisters. All right, family. Again, we thank you, Asante Sana, and we will definitely connect very soon. Until then, Tutanana.